The Irish charity Mellon Educate is celebrating a huge milestone as it's now housed 250,000 homeless people in South Africa through its charity work over the last 23 years. This is all down to over 10,000 Irish people who volunteered since the charity's building blitz started in 2003. And over 250 of those were from County Kerry. And around 400 volunteers will be heading to South Africa next month, with even up to 100 TY students there at Easter as part of their TY programme. And I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line now by one of those volunteers from right here in the Kingdom, Causeway native Pat Lucid, is getting ready for his second year going on the building blitz with Mellon Educate. Pat, thanks a million for joining us. You've been involved for a number of years, so could you tell us first, I suppose, a bit about yourself and how did you hear about the Mellon Educate project?
Yeah, I'm a retired teacher myself, actually. I retired there 4.5 years ago from St. Brendan's College, Killarney, County Kerry. So in the last few years, I've been just simply playing golf and doing the normal kind of jobs you do as a retired person.
Sure, of course. Yeah, it has to be done.
Yeah, absolutely. So there, about 2 years ago, I met a guy called Pat Ryan, who actually plays golf in Ballybunion. He's actually from Adare in County Limerick. So Pat had been, last year he was on his 15th blitz out there.
Wow.
So he told me all about it. I was very impressed. So he gave me all the details. So straight away, I think, I felt I knew that was for me. And so I did not really hesitate. I didn't even think twice about it.
Yeah.
So I got the phone number. Rang Mellon Educate. And made that phone call, and actually that was it. The rest is history.
Fantastic, yeah, and that's incredible as well that it was Pat's 15th trip that he's done. And I suppose just a bit of context for those who may be listening, Mellon Educate is an Irish charity, and over to South Africa helping people build homes and I suppose gain employment. And what was your motivation then? I suppose you heard about what Pat was telling you, what it was like, but what is it that it clicked in you and said, Jesus, yeah, I'd love to do that?
Yeah, well, the thing is, as a teacher, I was involved in the teaching of technology subjects like MTW, construction studies, DCG. So, I mean, I had a background in building,
yeah.
So I knew that would really suit me.
Of course.
But in fact, I went out there as a labourer because I didn't really want to be pushing what I was doing in the past.
Okay.
So, you know, for the first day, I was a labourer, but I actually walked around the site, okay, and had a look and see what's going on. And I could see there were shorter block layers. So I go up to the site foreman and told him, you know, that I felt there were shorter block layers and that I could lay blocks.
Right.
So his answer was, go grab a trowel. So that's what I did. And straight away, I was laying blocks from that moment on. And I became part of an amazing team of block layers.
Fantastic. It's a big jump, I suppose, from your, as you said, day-to-day playing golf to going to South Africa to help out and build these projects. What was the reaction of your family and friends when you told them you were thinking about doing it and then ultimately when you decided to go?
Oh, absolutely. They were all behind me on that, okay. I thought it was fantastic, okay.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, if somebody told me 30 years ago that I would finish up building a school out in Cape Town, South Africa, I really wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
So now I'm so happy that I've done it, and obviously I'm doing it again this year, and I hope to keep doing it for as long as possible.
Of course, yeah, and obviously it's very beneficial and inspiring for yourself while you're doing the work. What were your first impressions when you landed out? I imagine the areas you go to with the charity, they're quite they don't have the facilities there already, which is why you're going. What sort of place is it?
Well, it's township, okay, it's about maybe 20 minutes outside Cape Town, okay. The vast area, okay. Complete township area, okay. They're living in very dire conditions, okay. In fact, on one occasion, we were taken in just to see where they live, into the shacks where they live. I just couldn't believe it. I mean, you might see it on photographs, you might see it on videos, whatever, but you never really realize what it's like until you walk into these shacks, okay, and to see the conditions in which they live.
Of course, yeah. And I suppose that's the day-to-day reality.
Me, okay? Yep.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. But it's also amazing that the kids there, they're so friendly and so happy. They have so little, but yet they're so happy as individuals, you know?
Yeah, it's incredible, really. And on your day-to-day when you're over there, can you describe what the typical day would involve when you're volunteering?
Yes, the typical day. Well, we start about breakfast at 7 o'clock in the morning. Got to be down for breakfast. Then we've got to be on the bus for 7:30. Then it's a half an hour drive out to the township, okay? So then we get in on site, okay? So then there's a central area where we grab whatever we need to grab. We all have our hard hats, of course. and we have to have the steel cap boots out there, obviously, on the building site.
Yeah.
In fact, then we all go to our various places, okay, and we start our work straight away. And I mean, there are people there from all sections of the building industry, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And plus people who have never even got involved in building in their life, but there's work there for everybody.
Of course. And how long a day of it, and how long do you spend over there, Pat?
Well, the building started on the Sunday afternoon. We went out on site just to suss out the whole place, okay, and get a feel of the place.
Yeah.
So the building starts then on the Monday morning,
mm-hmm.
and it finishes on Friday evening about 5:30, okay,
mm-hmm.
when they cut the tape to open the new school.
Fantastic. So you built it all within the week?
Yes.
That's incredible.
I was surprised as to how it was going to happen.
Yeah.
But some of the volunteers go out a few days early.
Okay.
So they get some of the block work done in the first building. There are 4 buildings in total. So they get some of the block work done. So by the time the roofers arrive, they're ready to put on a roof.
Wow.
So therefore, the plasterers can move in immediately. The people doing the dry lining on the inside, the plumbers can move in. So that building is being almost finished off. And then the block layers and the rest of us are continually building the other buildings at the same time. So when our first building was complete, then the second building, the roofers moved in there and so on.
Yeah.
And the system moved on like that.
Fantastic. So it was a great engine of all of you working together to get to that goal. And it's incredible that within the week you were able to get it all completed.
Absolutely. Well, maybe now the last building mightn't have been roofed, okay?
Yeah.
But then again, the local people there will come in and finish that off, okay? That's not an issue, you know?
Of course. That's incredible. And I suppose it was 10,000 Irish people have gone over in the last 23 years as part of the Building Blitz. It started in 2003. And over 250 of them from Kerry, including yourself. Well, what must that be like to be? How does it feel to be a part of such a big community who's made such a difference to people's lives?
It's absolutely amazing. It's the most wonderful thing that I ever did.
Mm.
In fact, I must just tell you that first morning, that Monday morning, when we came off the bus, there were about 100 kids in line, little boys and girls, okay?
Yeah.
And they all had their hands out for a high five.
Wow.
And as I walked along, I high-fived each and every one of them. And when I finished, I just turned back and I said to myself, this is probably one of the greatest moments of my life. It was absolutely amazing.
Wow. Yeah, that's incredible, Pat. You're giving me goosebumps here when you're telling me that. No, that's a very nice moment. And obviously that serves as
a fact, you know.
Yeah, it serves as big motivation throughout the week then when you're doing the work.
Oh, absolutely. As I can tell you. Or just come back to the day again, of course.
Mm-hmm.
There's morning break at about 10 o'clock, okay, we just go in for a coffee.
Yeah.
And then at lunchtime, we just get a breakfast, kind of a roll with a little bit of ham and some lettuce, okay?
Yeah.
And then our day finishes about 4:15 in the evening and we're bused back to the hotel, okay? So that would be a typical day.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's all go. It's incredible. And I suppose, as you said, that lovely moment when you were high-fiving all the kids as you were going in to start, how did it feel then to see the completed project and knowing you'd made such a difference to those children who'd know, I suppose, since then, are in school there?
Oh, absolutely. Well, on that last day when we finished off, when we cut the tape, okay, I know the kids were full of joy, okay, the excitement in their faces was unbelievable, okay, and of course, the look on the teachers' faces, the pride and the joy that was in them. But we, the volunteers, we were absolutely on a high. We were so happy that last day that we had done such a lovely job. We were just absolutely delighted that we completed the project.
Of course, and I'd imagine the experience, it's kind of changed you overall, like your perspective and the goals, and obviously the fact you're going back again. Could you talk to me a bit about that?
Yes, I mean, you know, I work with kids in secondary school in Ireland, okay, and you know, they seem to have everything and everything is great for them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But to go out there and help those kids that have so little, okay, absolutely so little, and to give them that opportunity, because I think Nelson Mandela put it back to Niall Mellon back in the day when he said, look, you were building houses, okay? But he said, it's really education is what we need. And that's where they started building the schools back in 2014, okay? On the request of Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
And I can see where it's coming from, okay? He realized the importance for those kids in those areas. It's their gateway to success. It's their gateway out of the townships. And that's what's most important.
Of course, yeah. And to be able to be a part of that, it's, I suppose, in reality, it's a part of history, Pat.
It surely is, yeah. It absolutely is, yeah.
Yeah,
it is indeed.
Of course. And as you said, you're going back again, so it's obviously stuck with you. When are you heading off next?
Well, we're heading back now on the 17th, I think, which is about 3 weeks from now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't wait to get on that plane, getting back there again, you know?
Of course.
And I mean, to do the same thing all over again. And now, I mean, the last time I went out, okay, you know, you're a bit worried, okay, there's a bit of apprehension about the whole thing. You don't know what's going to be happening out there.
Yeah.
But in actual fact, having done it once, there's no problem going back again, okay? I'm looking forward to this time, okay?
Of course, yeah, 100%. It's like anything. Yeah. Yes, go on, yeah.
And of course, meeting all the volunteers, okay? I mean, the volunteers are there from, we'll say, the Irish, Northern Ireland, UK, USA, and maybe some African people as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, the bond between us all was just amazing.
Yeah.
And of course, we all had our name tags on our T-shirts, but not alone that, but each and every one was put our names on our hard hats.
Mm-hmm.
So straight away, everybody was able to call me by my first name, Pat, and I was able to address them. So it was amazing, the camaraderie that developed within a short space of time.
Of course, and I suppose when you're all together in that drive to get to the end goal and seeing how in the faces of the kids what a difference it makes, it's an incredible experience, I can imagine.
Oh, absolutely, it sure is, okay, absolutely. I must say, the welcome that we got there from the parents as well, okay, they came in and played music for us on the first day, okay, and, you know,
lovely,
did stuff that just made us feel at home there.
Of course, that sounds incredible. Yeah. The current project now, the building block for this year is kind of up, so it'll be next year again before people get the chance. But if there's people listening to you today, what advice would you give to somebody if they're thinking about volunteering and they might be feeling a bit unsure or a bit nervous? But
there's nothing to worry about, okay? Absolutely, go for it, okay? Make that phone call. Go onto the website, Melon Educate, okay? Make that phone call next year, okay? Get your name in, pay your deposit and get going, you know?
Yeah.
I would recommend it to anybody. And you don't have to be a block player or a plaster or anything, okay? Just being there yourself, okay? There's loads of work for everybody, okay?
Fantastic. Pat, finally, will you be block laying again this time or are you going to try your hand at something else?
No, actually, well, last year I went out, we wore the yellow tops, okay? And on my yellow top, there was the word labourer, okay?
Yeah.
But this year, because I'm a second year, we'll be wearing a blue top.
Okay.
And this year, I'll have the word block layer on my back this time, okay? So I'm going out officially as a block layer this time, okay?
Very good, very good. There's over 250 volunteers from Kerry who've taken part. Was there many more from Kerry when you were there last year?
No, I was the only male there last year, but I met a lady out there from Cordell, Castle Island area, and she'd been there, you know, on a number of occasions, okay?
Fantastic.
But I was the only other person from Kerry that I met out there, you know?
Yeah, so the county is well represented. You're doing great work out there, which is great to see.
Oh, absolutely. And I hope some more people join us going forward, you know?
Yes, very true. And as you said, the best way for them to do it, you recommended it. Could you tell me again, remind me, what's the best way to get in touch if people are thinking about doing it?
Just got to get onto the Melon Educate site, okay? And you'll get phone numbers there and emails or whatever, okay, you need. And you can ring Melon, okay? The office in Dublin, okay? And they'll sort you out. Emer's kind of the boss up there, okay?
Yeah, so she'd be the one to look for that.
I think so, yeah.
That's brilliant. Wishing you the very best of luck over in South Africa, and I'm sure this will be time number three. You'll be over a few more times in the meantime, I'd say.
Oh, without a doubt, absolutely sure. Good. God willing.
Fantastic. Pat, thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay,
grand. Brilliant. Bye-bye.
And that is Pat Lucid from Causeway, a volunteer with Melon Educates Building Blitz, who've built a quarter of a million homes in the past 23 years in South Africa. The very best of luck to Pat and all the volunteers heading to South Africa next month. We've got more on the way after these.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, sponsored by Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney.